Michael Bush puts one in the air, deep left field, all the way back to the wall, and Michael Bush starts the game off with a bang. 20th home run of the year, it's 1-0 Chicago.
What did Alex Cora tell us? Ted Council tell us, he told Michael Bush, you got to swing at the first pitch every once in a while. So what does he do today? Swings at the first pitch, it's 1-0 Cubbies.
Michael Bush is having a terrific season for the Cubs, and my partner, Matt Spiegel, had the opportunity to sit with him for a while and talk some ball.
Yeah, he and I did 40 minutes of just one-on-one in front of a small crowd at Wildfire in Glenview yesterday, part of the Baseball After Dark series. Thanks to Wildfire and Huntington Bank, did a great job hooking it up. Really cool event. Like, just people at, like, I think it was like 80 people in a room. And
I love those types of events.
Dude, it's an opportunity because players will open up.
They will. It gives you a good opportunity to kind of get to know them. And I always found that, like, whenever we would do something like that, like, the show is a little, like, doing a radio show is a little bit different.
Yeah,
but, like, that fireside chat type stuff.
Yes.
People are so respectful. They're listening. They're trying to get to know that guy, too.
Yep.
And quiet as it's kept, Michael Bush leads the Cubs in OPS at 910.
For sure. Having a lot of success. I really liked him. Found him a super thoughtful and earnest and kind young dude. He's a man of faith, and that became clear at one point. And he was asked later in the Q&A, like, to explain what God has done in his life. And his answer was amazing. It was like, wow, this is a deep and spiritual and very stable individual. And you could tell that's mattered in his life.
There seem to be a bunch of guys that kind of, you know, fly by faith in that clubhouse. And it's funny because...
Yeah, Matthew Boyd does.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to bring up. When you were out, Leisure and I were talking with him, and I asked Leisure, because Leisure is a man of faith. I said, should we have... Because he talked about faith. Like, he talked about... At the All-Star game, like, what? And I'm like, man, did we miss an opportunity to go deeper on that? And I think about that a lot, on whether or not you don't have to have the same faith to understand and recognize someone with faith and what that does
absolutely.
For them. And,
yeah.
And I think that it often will paint a clearer picture of who the person is. Maybe not a perfect picture, but a clearer one on what it is that drives and guides them.
That's a very confident and stable dude. Whatever is helping him stay that way is clearly working for him. Got him loosened up, talking about chasing a slider, and he's like, yeah, it's the hardest thing in the world. Hardest thing in the world to not chase a slider. He can sense the circular energy that happens at the ballpark, where it goes from the team to the fans and back to the team again. Like, he spoke about that in a really cool way. But then some stuff about the specifics. Two things I wanted to share with you about the players and the coaches. He said Craig Council is sneaky funny. He will shock them with funny when they're not expecting it. And he said Ian Happ is also that way. He said Happ will surprise you with sneaky funny. I asked him who else was funny. He said Justin Turner is very funny.
Well, we all saw that.
Uh-huh. We talked about that a little bit. He said Dansby is funny, though I don't want to give him that.
I heard you explain to the audience about that Justin Turner thing.
I did.
Heard a little birdie that was there told me
yeah,
that you had to explain to the folks in the crowd
that was,
who weren't familiar with the Justin Turner incident.
It's a little awkward.
As Michael Bush tells you about his faith.
Uh-huh.
And then you're like, yeah, so Justin Turner,
sure.
He had these...
And there's like an 11-year-old kid. It's like literally right in front of me as I'm doing it. Like,
huevos.
You know how sometimes there's a truck and you're behind that truck and then the truck has the...
I did say how I hoped the TV broadcast would start the next day. Like, you know, guys, that game was nuts.
Yar.
I got a big laugh with that one. So he said, yeah, JT's funny. And then I thought of you, Lawrence. He said, quote, Dansby is really funny, though. I don't want to give him that. That is amazing. So it's like Dansby, he doesn't want to pump him up any more than he already is.
I mean, Dansby's kind of perfect.
That's the thing. Like, so they don't want to tell. No, you're not funny too.
You're tall. You're good looking. You're rich.
Yeah.
You're really good at shortstop.
Right.
You have this amazing public marriage to another world class athlete.
You're not also funny.
He can't have all the things.
He said this about Nico, that Nico Horner was the first guy who was warm and welcoming to him right away when he got here, inviting him to his house, come hang out on our roof. And he said, like, that made him feel comfortable with the team right away.
Well, that's the vibe you get from Nico. And Nico, whenever we ask him about, like, clubhouse stuff, new guys coming into the clubhouse, you get that vibe from Nico that he is kind of like, hey, I'll help you out. Yeah. Like, I got you.
He's
like,
part of that.
Yeah. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable here.
It was really cool to hear that about a guy that we've gotten to know. And then I was asking about Pete Crow Armstrong. And he's like, man, the work ethic, the intensity, the attitude. And I said, is he funny? He's like, he's kind of funny. He's just Pete, man. Yeah. He's just Pete. He said this, and it was striking to both me and to Porth, that he said, Pete is going to do this for a very long time. He believes that Pete has all of that mix that you need as a player to do this for a very long time at this level. And like the look on his face, as he said, it was striking to me.
That lemonade stand thing with Pete was so cool. Like, you're just doing, you're plying your trade as a young lemonade salesperson trying to make a couple bucks and trying to be like Pete. And all of a sudden, Pete walks by and he's like, hey, you trying to get like me? How much you need? Well, I need a lot, because getting that star in my head is going to cost a lot of money. And there it is.
Pete hooked it up.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing.
That's really cool. And then the last thing I want to share with you is, he was super detailed about all the work he's done at first base.
Like, okay.
All the different facets of first base play. Like,
so it's incredibly hard.
That came up. That exact thing came up, and I was able to share with him and the audience that that's Ron Washington. Not everybody knew that. And he's like, oh, that's Wash in there? I'm like, yeah, it's Dansby's guy. It's like, so, but he's like, making sure to catch the pickoff throws, because they're sometimes really hard. You got to be ready. Catching every ball in the dirt, every throw in the dirt, whether a guy's going to be out or not, because you're keeping that extra base from happening. How far to let yourself get off the bag and know you can still get back. A ton of other details. And he said he doesn't always want to work on it in the offseason, but he knows he needs to, and he does, because the work he's done at first base is obvious. He's gotten to be very, very good. So, really smart, thoughtful dude. Enjoyed him a lot.
That's very cool. I'm glad that you had that experience. It's you and your element, too. Like, you know, you're getting an opportunity to talk ball, like, one-on-one with a guy.
Yeah, man.
It's different. And it's even different than, like, a clubhouse thing, because you got, like, a few minutes in the clubhouse. So it's hard to build the relationship and then, you know, dig in.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you got a chance to do that and you brought some of that back for us.
We're doing another one in 2 weeks. 2 weeks from last night at the Wildfire downtown.
Be a little easier commute for you and Porth. Hey, y'all got an Uber?
Keep listening to our show all this week for your chance to win a pair of tickets at Wildfire in River North, Wednesday, August 6th, featuring special guest Matt Shaw. Hosted by me. That's Baseball After Dark, presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories. The seasonal halibut that they have with the macadamia nut encrusted and the asparagus. Right. Let's go.
I like that.
Yeah, it's good.